God.
God
gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
To God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Prosperity Proven. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You got to put the things of God first. I cringe when I see people that don't do it. And it's not because we're not going to have enough money. We're not going to have enough workers. We will. We'll have plenty. Somebody else will step up and do it. But you feel for people because so many Christians, they don't have time for church. They don't have time to get involved because they're so busy with their families. They're so busy with their kids. They're so busy with their business and all that kind of stuff. And they keep thinking, well, as soon as I get some of this stuff taken care of, well, then I'm going to really get in there in church and serve God. No, you're not, because you're not going to get through. You're violating the principles of the Word of God. You don't have the Lord's help to get through. It'll always be something. Did you hear me now? The devil will see to it that there will always be something going on so that you can't. No, it doesn't work that way. You got to put God first and say, I don't care what else I have to rearrange or reschedule or cut out or quit. I'm going to take care of the Lord's business. We will do that. If nothing else gets done, we will do that. And friend, when you start doing that, oh my, my, the blessing begins to manifest. I've seen it. How many times we've done it in our life? You thought, well, how can I do this? I can't do that and do what the Lord's got. And you just have to forget it and leave it alone. And while you were gone working for the Lord, it got taken care of. It was added to you. You quit running after the new car. You quit daydreaming night and day about the new house. You quit thinking about the promotion and that's all you think about. You quit thinking about, you know, 90% of the time thinking about how I can build my business and how I can develop. That's not doing that.
That's right.
But when you put Him first and you're using the bulk of your energies and your thoughts and your time and your resources to find His plan and do His will and take care of His stuff, here comes the addition. Here come, what's that right behind me? That's the blessing truck. Oh, he just ran over me. He overtook me. I didn't know it'd be here today. Look at there. There it is. I was busy working for God. And there's the blessing truck. Right? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You remember that, won't you? All these, let me read some other translations too. That's why I got this great big book here. It says, and the following blessings will come on you and take effect. The blessings will take effect. Hallelujah. Blessed shall you be in the city. So anytime you find yourself in a city, what should that remind you of? I'm blessed in here. Look, I just pulled into Dallas. I'm blessed. Look, I just pulled into San Francisco. I'm blessed. Look, I just pulled into Seattle. I'm blessed. And then when you're leaving the city limits and you get out in the country, what happens then? Then you can say, oh, I'm out of town, so I'm blessed. I'm out. This is definitely the country. I'm out in the country, so I am blessed. Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Now, what's that? Fruit of your body. What would that be? That's your children. Are your children blessed? And the fruit of your ground and the fruit of your cattle, the increase of your kine and the flocks of your sheep. What does that mean? This was their wealth. This was their livelihood and this was their business. Is the blessing on your business? Boy, you ought to speak it over your place of work, over your stuff. Everything that you do, this is a blessed business. Don't beg God night and day to bless your business.
Amen.
Believe what He told you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Believe it's blessed. Call it blessed.
Yeah.
Expect it to come.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Talk this way night and day. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I tell you what, my business makes more money accidentally than a lot of people's does trying hard on purpose.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm so blessed. I mean, if you are looking at an empty calendar, you got no work, you got no contracts. Faith calls those things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
You look at that and you say, man, I got more business than I know what to do with. Because
yeah.
I'm so blessed.
So blessed.
People are calling me right and left.
Yeah.
I have so much business that I just have to be led as to what I can take because I can't get to it all.
Amen. Yeah.
Huh?
It's
messing around. Now, Brother Keith, you don't. How would you know? You're a preacher. People just come hand you money. There was a time when absolutely nobody knew who Keith Moore was. Not too many people know now. But I mean, there was a time when nobody knew. And there were no invitations. None. No calls. Did you hear me? I was fresh out of the first year of school. And the Lord began to deal with me. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Even had a few people got concerned about me. Because I didn't just jump back into another profession. And I'm building and I'm believing. And they said, well, you know, what are you doing? You mean he doesn't have a job? Yeah, I got a job. Just no meetings. He doesn't have a job? Yeah, I got a call and I prepared. And somebody asked me one time, I said, what are you doing? I said, well, there are no shortage of places to go to. There are no shortage of people to minister to.
Amen.
There's no shortage of people. There's a world full of people who need to be ministered to desperately. There is a shortage of people who's got something to say when they get there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
So I'm getting something to say.
And
I mean, I read and prayed, and then I prayed and read. Then I read some more, and I read and read and prayed, and then I prayed, and then I read. And I read and read and prayed. Then I prayed some more. Then I read, I'm talking about the Bible. I read the Bible and read and read and read. Then I prayed. And I prayed and prayed. Then I read. You know what I did next?
Pray.
I prayed and I read and I prayed. And I told Phyllis one day, I mean, there were no calls. There was nothing. I said, you watch it. A time will come and it won't be long till we'll have so many invitations. We can't get to them all.
Amen.
Same principle,
yeah.
Right? It's no difference whether you're a preacher or whether you work on transmissions. No difference. Did you hear me?
Amen.
We live by faith.
Amen.
You got to talk that way.
Right.
You don't throw your fist on the table and go, well, this ain't working. I thought the Lord told me to do this, but nothing's happening. Well, not with faith like that. Did you hear me? You stay with what the Lord told you to do. You believe it to break. You believe it to change. You speak over your logs. You speak over your customer list. You speak over your order list. You speak over your sales list. Did you hear me? And when it doesn't look like it, but you say, man, I got more business coming in than I know what to do with. I'm going to have to pick and choose. You say it when there's nothing in front of you. And you get ready. I said, you get ready. Faith gets ready. You don't just lay around the couch and do nothing. You get ready. Faith is not lazy.
Amen.
Faith does not just lay on the couch and drink iced tea and make confessions.
Amen.
Did you hear me?
Right.
Faith without works is dead.
Right.
No, no, no. You get ready. Whatever you feel like the Lord's called you to do, He called me to preach. So if you're going to preach, you need something to say. Where are you going to get it? In the Bible and praying.
Right?
Right? So what did I do?
I read
and then I prayed. And then I prayed some more, prayed and prayed. Then I read, and I read some more. Am I telling the truth, Phyllis? I'm not talking about a week or two. I'm talking about month after month after month. But then when the calls begin to come, I was ready. The Lord help me. Amen. And you begin to grow. You don't start off, you know, as strong as you wind up, but you start and you grow, whatever it is. If the Lord's dealt with you, engineering, software, medical, whatever it is, get good at it. Practice. Amen. Focus. Study. Excel in that area. Get ready for the success that you know is coming to you.
Yeah, amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
Then as it comes, you'll be ready. It'll overtake you. It's the blessing truck. The blessing semi. Yeah. I'm not talking about a Bob truck. I'm talking about 18-wheeler. Double trailer. You seen those? Yeah. Glory to God. Keep reading. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field, in the country. Fruit of your body. Fruit of your ground. Your cows. Your goats. Your sheep. All your stuff. Verse 5. Blessed shall you be in your basket. And your store. Now what is that? You know what's comparable to a basket today? Checking account. That's right. You know what's comparable to your store? Savings account. This would also include investments of numerous kinds. Right? Wherever the Lord leads you to invest. Now you don't save for a rainy day. Did you hear me? No. You save for a glorious future. Right? And whatever the Lord will lead you to. He might deal with you to pull it all out and give it away. Right? Whatever He says to do. But you invest. And you give Him something to bless both in your current, like a checking account, and your current operational stuff. But you also have store places and store stuff for Him to bless. And the Bible says it's blessed. Right? Are you there? Someone said, Brother Keith, I ain't got anything to put in the checking account. Yeah, but you're not going to stay that way. Right? So you should be happy tonight that you're thinking about your storage places. Glory. And before too long, you could say, you know, I got money in that bank. And I got money in that bank over there. And I got some money in that bank over there too. Y'all are not excited enough about this. Y'all looking at me like I'm just talking wishful thinking, like I'm just, huh? I'm talking about you. You. Multiple storage places. And it's all blessed. That means it's increasing. It's multiplying. Right? Blessed. Verse 6. Blessed shall you be when you come in. And blessed shall you be when you go out. Another one says, blessed in your journey and blessed in your coming home. Now, you know, you are usually, well, I guess virtually all the time, you're either coming or going. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Covenant of Prosperity, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R521. That's R521, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me the victory.